Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Back here at GMHBA Stadium, we are before the bounce. Thanks to the Ponds and Norlane Hotels and Team Tyre Power. Time to talk all things Geelong, and lucky enough to be joined by Cats midfield coach Matty Knight. Snyder kinging up in the K-Rock box with Chuck Berry, Nealty and Benny Cass. Great to be back at the footy, isn't it?
Yeah, g'day Kingy. It certainly is. It seems like an eternity ago when we're up at playing GWS, and then obviously it's been a really time to be patient. Well, from a coach's perspective, you just had to be patient. From a player's perspective, obviously they had to work pretty hard on their individual programs and get themselves right. So when we returned, and you know, it's a great tonic. We did return 3 or 4 weeks ago, and you know, it's a short prep, but it's the same for everyone. And yeah, just really looking forward to tonight against an arch rival.
There's no post-pandemic guidebook. How have Geelong approached the last sort of 3.5 weeks since you were allowed to go back to training?
Yeah, early on it was sort of small groups. We mixed our groups up. I was lucky enough to be in a group with sort of a couple of mids, but also Tommy Hawkins, Henderson, Jed Bue. So it was good to mix up the groups. You got to know those guys on a different level, not just the mids, which I work with a lot. And then just the last 2 weeks, we've had joint or main sessions that have involved a lot of contact. So the first week was a little bit odd because it was just smaller groups and no contact, but once we got into the contact part of training, I think it felt sort of back to normal as possible. But it's been fairly quiet around the club from day to day. That's been a noticeable difference. There's not just the same amount of flow through the footy department and the different people floating around, so that's certainly been quite different from my perspective anyway.
Nida, can you gauge the fitness levels of your players now as compared to what they were at when the season went into lockdown? And if you can gauge them, how long will it be till the players are back to that level?
Yeah, well, I think we're proud of the way the players went about it in the off period. They all probably handled it slightly differently, but I think it will take 2 or 3 games for them to fully get their legs and just the evasiveness and just the reaction time of bodies being around them. Like watching last night, I just felt that, you know, it was a game of two halves with Collingwood, you know, sort of dominating first half, Richmond second half, but it was quite noticeable that it was quite combative, and getting used to that for the players is probably going to take 2 or 3 games till they're at their full tilt. So I think all teams in round one will be very willing. It's just a matter of those that use the ball well under the pressure that's probably going to come through.
Was it a point or a mark to Jack Higgins, Nida?
I thought it was a point, but my so eyes aren't as cherry ripe as they used to be, but I did think it was a point.
Yeah, no, mine are with yours, Nida, on my couch, I must admit. We'll just open up just for something different on K-Rock Footy and the Geelong Footy Club, the ruck debate, because Darcy Fort played round one and got his fair share of ball and did his tap-out work, and you would have worked closely with that, and he misses tonight, you know, some 12 weeks later or whatever it is, and Reece Stanley comes back in. It's time for me, Matty, watching up here as a watcher of the game, that... And you might disagree, I'm sure you will, but this debate goes on a lot with Cat fans as to who is the number one ruckman and who's going to lock it down. Can you give us an insight as to what's happened there?
Yeah, they were pretty close round one. It was really very tight, and we felt that Forty's on training form was just ahead in a couple of his practice matches. We thought he just had the form. Reece has had a great off period, and you know, his last 3 or 4 weeks has been excellent, and they've gone at it, and we just felt as a match committee that, you know, we'll give Reece the nod. As I said, there's not a lot between them both, and Forty's obviously pushing pretty hard. But we need Reece against Segler and probably a bit of McAvoy tonight to have a significant influence, because even watching last night, Grundy was really quite unbelievable early, his tap work, his follow-up work. But then I felt Soldo sort of got his rhythm late in the game, and it just, I think there's, you know, there's mixed views on ruckman. I probably sit on the view that they're a little bit more important than we give them credit for. So we certainly need Reece to play consistent footy tonight.
So my second one was a follow-up, and you probably touched on as well. I'm thinking maybe with these shorter quarters, we're not going to see too many two-up ruckman, if you like. So can we expect, is it going to be a Sava? Will Tommy do a bit of ruck work in the forward line? Is that how you see the Cats lining, but probably how most teams will go about it in this shortened quarter season?
I think most teams will definitely go with the one ruck. Be interesting. West Coast might be the interesting team with Nat Newey, because he tends to play really short play periods, and he's quite dynamic when he does that. But they've got sort of Oscar Allen, I think they've gone with this week, who's generally quite a big man. So on our front, I think Hawkins and Radaglia will do their fair share of it, particularly in the front half tonight. And both guys are really capable. So we need those guys assisting Reece, because if Reece is going to do it by himself, you certainly need a couple of other guys chiming in.
Speaking with Geelong assistant coach Matty Knights as we're before the bounce for Team Tyre Power and the Ponds at Norlane Hotels, he's Mark Neal on K-Rock Footy.
G'day, Knighter.
Hey, Neely. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, going well. It's been a it's been a different period, but we're excited about tonight. And Hawthorn haven't obviously been down here for quite a while, and they were pretty good ground one. I mean, we rate Brisbane pretty highly, and they knocked them over. So we're expecting a pretty good Hawthorn tonight, and it's just going to be good for our boys to get out there and compete.
Yeah, well, look, we're looking forward to having a look. Hey, tell me, you said at the start you needed a bit of patience to get through lockdown. Now we know that. Knighter, you're quite well renowned for the amount of time and effort you put into your coaching craft and watching vision after vision after vision. What did you do in the 12 weeks where you were forced not to come to this place?
I'm sort of lucky that I did the three kids all at home. I got a sort of a ride. I got a 10-year-old, a daughter who's 18, and then Zach's 21. So we sort of got to know them on a different level, and got to spend a bit more time with them. Footy is a amazing industry, and it's such a brilliant place to work at, but it's obviously fairly time consuming. So just to get to know the three kids on a different level was fantastic. I was a little bit of defensive fodder in the backyard for my kids. I played defense in the basketball court for hour after hour, and I didn't get much time in offense, unfortunately, and they used me for a bit of fodder. So that was fun, just to do that with the kids. And got down and did a bit of training most mornings, got out and run sort of 5 or 6K or lifted, and just started the day that way. So a bit of everything, really, nearly.
Good. Hey, tell me, with the 3-week lead-in, so, that's an interesting length. It's almost like a mini pre-season, I suppose. You haven't played for that long. What was the balance between, trying to get the players back to somewhat of training, trying to get them up to play quickly, and then also having a look at an opposition? Did you tell us about that?
Yeah, it was interesting because you sort of run the program where it might be sort of 3, maybe 4 sessions a week. So we sort of broke it down into 2 craft sessions and then 2 mains. The craft sessions were a little bit mixed. Some were sort of quite significant, and others were just to get the legs going to prepare for the next day's main. So we got through the period pretty well health-wise. We didn't really have any significant injuries, which was fantastic. And also we've had a couple of guys like Cockatoo and guys like that can, Fogarty, guys like that have completed a lot of those sessions that are not playing tonight. So, it's been a good 3 or 4, albeit hurried, because you go from small groups to full-on contact within the blink of an eye. So it was pretty confronting for the players just to get the amount of load in over the first 3 or 4 weeks. But, we're in good shape tonight. We've got no issues, and we've got 22 healthy men.
Matthew, from outside looking in, obviously a surprise selection for many Cat fans was no Geordie Clark. Can you just give the listeners a little insight? I know he's still a very young player, as to why Geordie's not playing tonight.
Yeah, Geordie's done a mix of between halfback and wing pre-season, and then in the last sort of 3 or 4 weeks has mixed between both. He was probably pretty stiff on both fronts, both in the back line and in the midfield this evening. I've just come out of the midfield meeting and he was in that, so he's right there, but we just went with, we went with an extra sort of mid to allow us flexibility to play a couple of them forward, particularly, with Tom Atkins and Paddy and even Parfitt, who can play in our front half a little bit. So we've gone with, that sort of flexibility tonight, being round one. And Geordie's very stiff. I've got, Geordie Clark is just a player we need to sort of keep coming on. He's going to be quite good inside. He's a really good athlete on the outside, and he's got a prodigious penetrating long kick. So he's going to get there, but sometimes it doesn't hurt for a young player to have to work and really earn their next game. And he's in a bit in that sort of space at the moment. But, we've got a lot of faith in Jordan. It's going to be a really good player for the club.
Knighter, we all sit at times in awe of Patrick Dangerfield, and we know he's a superstar, Brownlow medalist, et cetera, et cetera. Coaching against him, now working with him, just give us a bit of an insight into Patrick Dangerfield, the club person, the elite athlete. What have you witnessed working alongside this bloke? And he's 250th tonight. Applause from us, and I think 96 for the Cats. But tell us about Paddy.
He's a really receptive person to coaching. If I just want to talk about pure coaching.
Yep.
Really receptive to listening, understanding the game, and locking into what we want to achieve as a midfield group. So that's the first thing I'll say. The second thing I'll say is I don't think he needs to be overcoached. He's one of those players that I think you got to let play off instincts. And I certainly don't overcoach him with, you know, thousands of edits each week or bits of vision. I sort of give him two or three things to grab hold of, and I just want Pat to play, because, you know, when he pounces on a loose ball or he hits the deck and gets up and charges away with it, I mean, that's game style 101, just you're getting out of one person. So he's a really, you know, bubbly character around the club. He's quite dry. We have a really good relationship. So he's just a pleasure to work with. I mean, and like all players, like he does have areas of his game he needs to work on, which yep. we all challenge each other on hard, like whether it's Joel, whether it's Pat, whether it's Quentin Narkle, I challenge them to keep working on the areas they need to develop. And he really respects that, you know, and he respects the odd spray every now and again as well. So it's all good with him.
Nider, I know it's obviously Matthew Scale, it's end of the ground, but can we expect Jed Buse to go straight to Chad Wingard?
Yeah, I think there's a couple down there, Kingy. I think, you know, Wingard and Bruce, they're really dangerous. Bruce is unbelievable at keeping his feet in heavy traffic, and somehow tacklers seem to fall off him. Wingard's very mercurial. He doesn't need many disposals to hurt you, Wingard. So I think you'll probably see a bit of both of those guys tonight. Busey's had a really good period the last sort of 10 or 12 weeks, and he's in really nice shape. So let's hope he gets that job done. He's got an important job. If he can keep those guys to, say, one goal or one or two goals, he's done a pretty good job, I think.
Yep. Chris Scott didn't get asked about Nekiah Cockatoo at this week's media conference, which is a rarity, but we're going to ask you about him. Where's he at, Nider? Are we going to see him play footy anytime soon?
Well, he did some match play the other day, and he was in the Orange team, which was like the team that wasn't playing against Hawthorn tonight, and he picked up a few ground balls and he got smacked and smashed to the ground a couple of times, which I've never seen happen in Nekiah, but I quickly worked out he was operating at about 20% wrap power. So he's just sort of going, you know, really measured with his match play. But there, at some stage, we'll let him rip and he's going to let himself rip, and it's just exciting to see when he does. So he's done a little bit of match play this week, Kingy, but when I say a little bit, it was probably 20 or 30 minutes. So that's where he's at this point.
All right, we'll keep monitoring that. Nider, we really appreciate your time. Only 50 minutes away from bounce. We'll let you do what you've got to do. We really appreciate your time as always, and hopefully we got the 4 points in the bag at the end of the night.
Yeah, that'd be lovely.
Thanks for your time. Cheers, Nider. Matty Knights joining us there down in the bowels of GMHBA Stadium. We are before the bounce for Team Tyre Power and the Ponds and Norlane Hotels.
Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.